This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. New protests against the coup in Myanmar erupted on Friday, with demonstrators taking to the streets of Mandalay in defiance of the country's military rulers. Security forces have cracked down violently on some of the protests, killing up to 38 people early this week. In response to the violence, the Biden administration added two conglomerates and Myanmar's Ministries of Defense and Home Affairs to a trade blacklist, meaning U.S. supplies will have to be obtained hard-to-get licenses in order to ship certain items to Myanmar. The two companies are among those controlled by the military. Meantime, Thomas Andrews, the U.N. human rights investigator on Myanmar, said the Security Council, during its Friday meeting, needs to impose a global arms embargo. Myanmar's military overthrew the civilian government and the detentions of de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy party a month ago. A Wall Street Journal report says World Health Organization investigators who recently visited China to determine the origins of the emergence of the COVID-19 virus will not release a promised interim report of their findings. The journal account, published Thursday, said the WHO team decided not to release its interim account amid mounting tensions between Beijing and Washington. Another international group of scientists has called for the WHO to conduct a new inquiry into COVID's origins. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is now considering a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill after Democrats made late changes in hopes of getting it through a narrowly divided chamber. The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie in her role as Senate President, underscoring that Democrats have virtually no margin for error in trying to achieve President Joe Biden's top legislative priority. Republicans argued the bill's too big with too much money for non-virus-related provisions. Small tsunami waves triggered by a series of powerful earthquakes hit the east coast of New Zealand's North Island on Friday, and authorities said thousands of residents who had evacuated to higher ground could now return to their homes. Officials had warned that waves could reach 10 feet above high tide levels after the quakes, the strongest, a magnitude 8.1. There were no immediate reports of major damage or casualties from the quakes. A decade ago, a magnitude 6.3 quake killed 185 people in the South Island city of Christchurch. President Biden has asked senior officials to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border and brief him on the government response to the influx of unaccompanied minors and steps to ensure their safety and care. Biden's administration is facing criticism from Democrats and activists who say unaccompanied migrant children and families are being held too long at detention centers instead of being released while their asylum applications are considered. A White House spokesman said the timing of the visit would remain confidential because of security and privacy concerns. The North Dakota House has expelled a state lawmaker accused of threatening and sexually harassing women at the Capitol. The resolution to expel Republican Representative Luke Simons was approved by more than a 2-to-1 margin on Thursday. It was the first time since statehood a lawmaker has been expelled. Simons denied wrongdoing and refused Republican leaders' calls to resign. And a senior Chinese official on Thursday confirmed Beijing's intentions to overhaul Hong Kong's electoral system to ensure patriots are in charge, potentially the biggest blow to the city's democracy since its handover from British rule back in 1997. For details on more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown via remote. VOA News.